Welcome to the Change Hub podcast, where empowering midlife conversations happen with Tina and Shana. Together, we promise to dive deep and explore everything from emotional well-being, physical health, personal growth, and the dynamic changes in our relationships. We believe midlife isn't a crisis, it's an opportunity to turn difficult conversations into the best is yet to come mindset.
Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the first episode of our brand new podcast, The Change Hub. Join us as we engage in a bold conversation that empower midlife women to embrace unapologetic empowerment and positive change, reducing stress and anxiety in their life.
Welcome. We're so happy to kickstart this first episode. So let's get into introducing ourselves. We are the hosts. So I'm Shana, Tina over there, and this is the Change Hub. Welcome.
So tell me a little bit about you, Shana.
So I am a dual citizen. You'll hear from my accent. You'll probably recognize it. I'm from the UK, from London, but I've been living in Florida for the last 13 years in July. And I have my certifications in hypnosis, NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, EFT, there's lots of letters, emotional freedom technique. I was originally certified 15 years ago, and I've been helping people ever since with a private clinic. And I work predominantly these days online through Zoom, and I love it. And what about you, Tina?
Well, I'm a health and wellness coach. I started off actually as a statistician many years ago, and I was a statistician for 25 years. But in those 25 years, the last 15 of them, I was actually a freelancer. And because I was trying to raise a family and manage a family, be a good wife, and try to be this career woman, I ended up burning out. Mm. So that transitioned my life kind of by not by default, but by necessity into this health and wellness realm, mostly because I was trying to get my own health back on track. And so I started off doing personal training because I thought, okay, I need to get more fit and I need to understand exactly how to get fit. So that's what I did. And then I started to train other people because I thought, if I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to bring other people with me, right? I don't want to do this alone. Mm. And so then I trained people for a while, and then I realized that they needed more and I needed more. I need to really understand the nutrition piece of it. So I went back and got my diploma in nutrition. And so then I thought, okay, I can help my clients profoundly and I can help myself profoundly, but there was still something missing inside me. There's still something not working. I was still as sick as you couldn't believe, even though I was eating really clean and even though I was exercising a lot. And so that's when my journey kind of went into that mindset of what is truly going on in my body. And that's when I discovered the huge connection between the mind-body or the mind-gut that it was very empowering knowledge for me. And that's when I got into the mindset kind of work and got certified as a hypnotherapist and an NLP specialist.
Yeah, so we have a lot in common helping people. I'll maybe share my journey in another episode, but I think that having this personal thing happened that then shoots you to think, well, I want to help people who are struggling with the same things that I was dealing with. And I've found a way to heal that somehow. And I want to share that. I don't want to keep it to myself. And I don't know about you, Tina, but every year I'm committed to continuing learning about how to help people in, you know, different ways or deeper ways. Do you also feel the same way, like always wanting to learn more?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Because I've had so many aha moments in my journey. And this kind of work, like if we're trying to create our best version of ourselves, this work is ongoing. And the more that I learn and realize that my clients and my friends and family can benefit from this information and how empowering it is, yeah, it's almost like you get a thirst for knowledge, right? You just want to learn more and more of it because it is such empowering stuff.
It really is. And I think that also leads into our why, as to why we decided to do this. And before we get into our why, let's talk a little bit about the background of how we met and the conversations that led us to only very recently decide to do this together, right? So we met just a few weeks ago, didn't we? We're part of a business coaching program. So again, we're still learning and developing our skills, not just as hypnotist coaches, but also business owners. We're trying to refine our skills. So we're part of this coaching program with Ryan Montes, who also has a podcast with his partner, Alana. That's called the No Excuses Podcast. Which is wonderful. If you're a coach or you want to be a coach, that's a fabulous podcast to listen to. Meanwhile, we're part of Ryan's coaching program and we meet again.
Yeah, so we met, as Shauna said, probably a couple of months ago now. And one of the ideas that our coach Ryan mentioned was, one way to kind of help people is to create this podcast. And I've always wanted to do a podcast. And talking to you, Sean, I realized that you also have always wanted to do a podcast. But I was too afraid to take that step, right? Alone. I thought, I don't know if I want to do this alone, right? I want it to be more conversational. And then when Shauna put out there, like, I want to start this podcast, who wants to co-host with me? It's like, I put my hand up right away.
Yes, you did. You did. I mean, I think it was within 5 minutes. And for me, the same. I've had this idea of wanting to start a podcast, but it seemed too big of an undertaking to and too much responsibility almost for me to do it by myself. So to have someone with you to me is so valuable. And Tina, thank you for saying you wanted to do it with me. I don't think I've said that yet.
And I just think we complement each other because, we're kind of in the same sort of field, anxiety, stress that I feel so many people are experiencing unnecessarily, right? And just learning different tools and techniques that can help us navigate around some stressful times can really mitigate a lot of that stress in our life. So I think it's a good complement, the two of us. So I'm that you reached out.
And I think, when we were talking about the type of conversations that we want to be having in this podcast, we jotted a few notes down. We talked about we wanting to have candid discussions, really helping people to overcome midlife challenges, transforming personal hardships into growth opportunities, and celebrating the ongoing journey of self-discovery. And by that, we really want to have some very interesting topics covered. So
I'm really looking forward to some of the things that we have in the pipeline. Very insightful discussions, lots of practical advice, and yeah, it's going to be exciting to share.
yeah, we're going to cover things about confronting unresolved trauma, tackling insomnia and anxiety, and shedding unhealthy habits, repairing and reconnecting, rebuilding relationships, and how to navigate through that. Topics that we were talking about, I think really you're going to take the lead on this one, Tina, with the midlife inflammation journey, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Guiding
Menopause,
people,
all that kind of stuff. How to mitigate those symptoms. Yeah, for sure.
guiding people to, help reinvent themselves maybe in their midlife journey too, because, I personally feel like, and this is my thought process, gets to a point where you've been there and you've done it. You've had your first or maybe second career. You may or may not have brought up a family. And you're at this point now where you're seeing some loss in your life, and that really does bring it home as to, right, I probably got about X number of years left. I'm wise now. I've had tons of experiences. I've learned a lot. I'm not the same person I was. What am I really going to do with the rest of my life? And especially, what am I going to do now that I can look back on and be proud that I didn't leave any stone unturned, or I didn't leave anything that I would be upset with myself that I didn't do it, or I didn't respond that way, or, I personally don't want to have any of those thoughts in my mind at the end. I want to make sure now, with all the things that I've learned and going to learn, that this now is going to be the best of me.
Right. No regrets for sure.
Yeah.
And really, one of the most empowering things that I learned was that we have a blank slate, that we can create our life any way we want. And that's the beauty of this work and how empowering it can be, because we are really in control of our own life and our own destiny. And just learning just subtle things can really change that trajectory of where you go in life. And so excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover today, Tina?
I think that's probably good for the first episode. We're going to go start going deeper into some of these issues and belief systems and perspectives that can really, as I said, change that trajectory of your life, the way you think about things. Perspective is very powerful. And it's like we can look at it from one angle or we can look at it from another angle, and it gives a totally different response. So yeah, so I think that's good for the first episode. Our intent was just to introduce ourselves and what the podcast is going to be about.
Right. And also to add in that we are committed to releasing an episode every other Monday, right?
Yeah. So look for an episode every other Monday. And if you want more of this information and you want to join our free, we both have a free Facebook group. Mine's a Women's Rejuvenation Movement. And yours, Shauna?
Mine is Anxiety Freedom. And so what we'll do is we'll leave the links below in the description. So if you wanted to connect with us more, you can easily navigate down there. And if you're interested in finding out more about our free Facebook groups, and we really do share our heart and souls, both of us, don't we, into these groups. So it's an open invitation to all of our listeners to come on in and spend some time with us there. And the links will be in the description below.
Awesome.
All right.
Well,
Well,
that's it.
I guess it's goodbye for now, and see you next time.